And we are now joined by our great friend, Mr. Craig Swenson, who has now earned himself a theme song on KYMN Radio. Whatever you, Craig, whatever you show up now, man, Rebel Rebel's gonna.
I'm a rebel.
Precede you.
I'm a rebel.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. What's going on over at 50 North right now?
Tons of program. I literally say that every single day, well, every single
every
time.
Time.
We,
every
we,
time.
We were talking about it before you got here. Craig just wanted, Well, this is Craig here too.
Ryan
just wanted to say veritable corticopia. But there's a veritable cornucopia of things always happening at 50 North.
Exactly. Yes.
Word of the day here at KYMN, cornucopia.
Cornucopia.
Yeah. We'll have to roll it back out again for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Anyway.
There you go.
So let's start at the beginning. Happy May 1st.
Happy May 1st.
Happy May Day. What's going on?
Well, starting today, we've got actually lots of concerts that are coming up. And actually today we've got the Chime Choir concert, which is today at 10 o'clock, so just in a few hours. It is a free event, so come in and have a great time. Listen to the Chime Choir. Coming up later in the month, we've got our Seasoned Singers and Troubadour Spring Concert on May 13th, which is a Tuesday from 4 to 5 o'clock. We also have the 50 North Band Concert, which they were just at the Grand.
And they got great reviews, by the way. Yeah.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
I feel so privileged because we have our doors opened and they're down the hallway from us and they come in once a week and they practice and just even their practice, it's just, you sit there and just, and you're in awe.
Do you know who the director of the band is? I'm putting you on the spot here.
You are, and I can picture the individual now and I'm...
I can't remember who it is, but I know it's someone who's pretty accomplished. I mean, it's...
And I'm probably going to get yelled at when I get back.
Carrie, it's not Craig's fault. I'm sorry. I didn't prepare him.
Oh, my gosh. I will remember.
Okay.
I'm picturing the individual. I just can't get the name right now. I'm good with pictures of people's faces, but names at times not the greatest.
Anyway. All right.
But that is on May 19th from 4 to 5. And again, both of those are actually free. The band concert will be outside, weather permitting. If not, we will bring it inside for it. So have a great time. Come to those concerts that we have coming up. We're really excited for the wonderful programming that we have in our music industry, our music department. A few groups that are going to be starting up here at 50 North. We're pretty excited, ramping up more physical activity outside. Pickleball will be starting on Tuesdays and Thursdays, beginning May 13th from 8 to 9 o'clock at the Riverside Lions Park. It will be free. There'll be an individual that will be down there, yours truly, that will help you out with if you're a novice for it or if you are an individual that is well-versed into pickleball, we'll get you going, get you working with individuals there. You don't even have to bring a paddle. I'll bring paddles down also.
Wow.
So I'll have paddles available, and I also have the balls available,
Straight-up pickleball evangelist.
Exactly.
That's what you are. You and Cece Lindstroth, man.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Now, just don't ask me to play very good, because I can tell you how to do, but... Yeah. Playing it myself.
You're a coach.
My rule of thumb is if that ball is way too far away, I ain't running for it. Sorry.
Nothing good ever comes from hustling, Craig. No. I mean,
I'm 40 years old and no more falls.
All right.
We also have softball. Softball practices and games will be starting up here pretty soon, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Practices will be on Thursdays, and our games will be on Tuesday. Typically, it's from 10 to 12 is the games and also the practices. If you're interested in joining the softball team, you can reach out to me, and I can get you in contact with Chuck Tennyson or Bruce Forlin, which is the two leads for our softball team. We do request individuals to be over the age of 50 to join the softball team, and we are looking for women for the softball team also for it.
Awesome.
It is a co-ed for it. Some teams have more individuals than others, so we'd like to see as many as possible. There's an A team and a B team for the softball team. Coming up also in the fitness industry or fitness realm, we've got Qigong, medical Qigong for a better back. That is starting on Thursdays, May 8th going through July 3rd. There'll be no class on June 19th. That's from 12 to 12:45.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Not to interrupt you, and I apologize for that. Yeah. No class on June 19th. Is that because it's a national holiday, or is it because that's my birthday?
We could say both.
Yes. Okay. Anyway.
It's best to go with both.
Yeah. We'll go with both.
Forewarned, we are 2 weeks away from beginning Rich Larson birthday month, and you haven't really had the full blast experience in this yet, Ryan.
How obnoxious are you going to be?
You have no idea. Okay. Anyway, I did totally interrupted you, Craig. No. I apologize.
So June 19th, that's a great way of saying that we will also be closed that day.
Oh.
So we could be saying that we are closed for two reasons.
Juneteenth, which is the far more important reason.
And Rich.
And me.
So make sure to go and celebrate with Rich that day. We've got also some other great programming that's coming up. I'm actually really interested in this. I'm hoping that I'm able to actually take the time off to actually do some of this. Japanese calligraphy. I'm so excited to know that we are actually doing this. Wednesday, May 21st from 1 to 2:30. Class is $35 for non-members, $20 for members. We do have a registration deadline. We would like individuals to sign up by May 14th. Then we also have Japanese origami. The next week, May 28th, again, another Wednesday, 1 to 2:30, and the class is $35 again for non-members, $20 for members, and the deadline for that is May 21st. And another one that is coming up for the Japanese culture is Japanese language and culture, May 14th, another Wednesday, 1 to 2:30. $30 for non-members, $15 for members. We do ask individuals to sign up by May 9th for that class. So
there's such an elegance to Japanese culture in the calligraphy, and the origami is cool as heck, but just in the way they treat each other and the way I love Japanese culture.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. I do a lot of studying it myself, and I'm very interested to see what this all comes out to be.
Our sales guy, Karsten Singh, is headed for Japan next Wednesday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does he have a large exciting suitcase that I can fit in?
Too late. I'm already taking it.
We have Medicare 101 that's coming up actually next week, May 6th. We do ask individuals to sign up as fast as possible for it. We would like people to sign up by tomorrow for this. Medicare 101, Tuesday, May 6th from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. Medicare can be complicated, but the Senior Linkage Line is here to help you. They'll go over all different questions that you may have with Medicare. I know that's individuals are just divulging into Medicare and have no clue where to even start with it.
And it feels like it's there are changes coming to Medicare as well, and that's a great service you've got there. That's fantastic.
And even if you're not using it right now, but maybe you know in a year it could be coming up. You know,
or if if your parents are I mean, that's this kind of stuff we all kind of need to know.
Exactly. I mean, you hit it right on the nose. Even if you have parents that are coming into it and you want to help them out, and get knowing the information yourself, or at least know where to find the information that you may need. We also have some great program coming up May 17th, which is a Saturday from 2 to 3:30, Veterans Telling Stories. Join for an afternoon of storytelling as local writers from the veterans and veterans family community share their work. This is a free event. Come in and have a great time with it. We do have the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. What is it? What does it do, and why is it important? Tuesday, June 3rd, from 1 to 2 o'clock. That is $10 for non-members, $8 for members. We do ask individuals to sign up by May 27th. Money-saving program. Money-saving programs and services. Another Senior Linkage Line. May 27th, which is a Tuesday from 1:30 to 2. This is a free event for it, so make sure to sign up for it also. Another great program, Home Safety and Emergency Preparedness. Thursday, May 22nd from 10 to 11:30. We do ask individuals to sign up prior hand to the class so we know how many people are coming. It is a free event. We ask individuals to please sign up by May 15th. And again, that is on May 22nd, which is a Thursday from 10 to 11:30. Vertigo 101. I've known a lot of individuals and I've actually worked with a lot of clients that actually deal with vertigo. And vertigo can be quite detrimental.
It's no joke. It's no joke, man.
I had a coworker who had vertigo and he would have to just steady him, you know, like stand really still and not move his head or anything because he would just get that falling feeling, that dizziness. Yeah. It was just crazy. And unfortunately, there's just still not a lot they can do for it. Like there's some things, but some of it you just kind of have to deal with it.
Yeah. So this class, it will go over, you know, the different kind things that are out there right now, the different ways to prepare yourself for it, the different methodology of why it happens.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Going into what you could possibly do during the episodes. This is with the wonderful Marcy Kramer, Doctor of Physical Therapy, on May 14th, which is a Wednesday from 9 to 11. $20 for non-members and $16 for members. We also have another great one for in the health industry, our health department. I keep saying industry. Health department. Managing your blood pressure. This is a collaboration with the wonderful Norfolk Hospital and Clinics, a free event on Tuesday, May 20th from 3 to 4 o'clock. Norfolk Hospital and Clinics care coordinators will teach you why blood pressure matters to your health, what you can do with your diet and exercise, and what your provider can do, including medications and monitoring, getting to understand that blood pressure. That blood pressure is so, so important, especially with your kidneys and how the body reacts to the blood pressure.
Yoga and meditation and cut back on the salt. Yep. There you go.
There's so many things Stress. That go into it. It's just Stress. Crazy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. More information or more great program coming up. We've got also our wonderful trips that are coming up. I'm excited because I'll be leading a lot of these trips. Awesome. May 20th, come and join me with a great day at the St. Paul Saints against the Norfolk Tides on Tuesday, May 20th from 9:15 to 4. It is a 12:15 game. We're going to be leaving roughly about 9:15 so we can get up there a little early, find our spots, get our meals ready and so forth, and then head back home with it. The cost is only $75. It doesn't include the meal, though.
Yeah.
And just an FYI, the CHS field is a cashless venue, so credit card and debit cards are required at the venue for it. I have been stated that some individuals are a little leery of coming with me because I am the fitness director at 50 North, and they're scared that I may have the individuals running up and down the field.
Right.
Or running up and down the stairs.
Yeah. Take, 10 laps and then go find your seat.
If I can't find you, I may have to do that too.
Yeah. I like that you're going up early like that because with the Saints, certainly the baseball's great, right? Oh, yeah. But you're going to the Saints for the experience as much as anything and to be in that park. And it's okay that the meal isn't included because they've got so much great food that you kind of want to want your folks to be able to pick and choose what they want. And
there's a wide variety of things that are up there.
Yeah, CHS is fun place to go.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that's the one thing with the Saints games. Nothing against the Twins game, which again, I'm going to be doing Twins game also.
Mm-hmm.
But the Saints game, there's so many wonderful things that they do in between innings.
That's what it's about.
It's so much entertainment. That's one of the few sporting events I would actually willingly go to.
And the one venue where I feel bad that I have to go use restroom or anything.
Right, right.
What am I going to miss?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so fun.
We do also have the Twins game on July 30th, which is later in the year. We will be leaving at about 10:15, coming back about 5 o'clock. That is against the Boston Red Sox on July 30th. For that game, it is $85, and again, the meal is not included with the Twins game. Deadline for that is July 23rd. We do have a trip going up to the or going down to the Great River Shakespeare Festival.
Oh, nice.
We do this every year, and they just have a blast of a time.
Yeah.
Doug Carlson does an amazing job when he puts this together. This year, they're doing Comedy of Errors. We'll be going on July 9th, Wednesday, from 10:30 to 7:30. The hostess for this is the amazing and wonderful Bill and Char Carlson. The cost for it is $130. This does not include lunch before the play. Registration deadline is July 6th for it. If you've never gone to one of these, you got to try it because they are amazing. Yeah,
and they do a great job at the Shakespeare Festival in Winona. I love Shakespeare. I might be a little biased, but I know that people think about, it was written 600 years ago. It's Comedy Errors. It's still absolutely hilarious.
Exactly.
It's great.